our little congregation, the most we normally have is, the most is the 20 people. You know what? We might be small in number inside the walls of this church. Inside the walls of this building, because this building is not our church. Each and every one of you are the church. God has given this little body of believers a mighty, mighty, mighty calling to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Do you know? This little church, even though it's small in size in here, it's great in size in the world. Our message is on demand. Yes, they're down right now, but like Pastor said, numbers don't impress him. What does impress him is that we're reaching out for God. And I think that each and every one of us in this building reach out to people every day by our actions. Now, the name of my message today is God's Majesty. You can follow along in 1 Chronicles 29:11-13. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in the heavens and in the earth. It's all thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Jesus Christ is the groom. The people of this church and all God-fearing, believing people that know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior are his bride. Do you feel like a bride, people? Amen. God said it! And he meant it. Because he gave his only begotten Son. Only begotten Son. And I better not say that, because I'll get in trouble. Other religions don't believe it. I do. God said it, I believe it. Both riches and honor come of thee. Now, I know there's no one in this church that is independently wealthy, except for Anthony. And we're pretty sure of that, right? But no, I'm just kidding. So, you know, this, like I said, this church is small, but I'm running down the rabbit trail, Pastor. And thou reignest over all, and in thine hands is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and give strength unto all. Anything that we have, anything that we want, anything that we need, if it is in God's will for us to have it, we'll have it. It's simple as that. We will have it. But if it is not in God's will, we won't. Everything that we have belongs to God. And yes, we might say, well, I've got me a 1996 Chevrolet pickup truck, you know. But it's mine, but God's letting me use it. That's what I feel, how I feel about it. Yes, and the Lord did bless me with that truck. But anything and everything I have belongs to the Lord. And I try to remember that every day. And I try to thank him for it every day. Because it could all burn up tomorrow. It could all burn up tomorrow. And you know what? If it burns up tomorrow, I don't think I'm going to have to worry about it because I'm already going to be on my way to heaven. Because that's how hot it's going to be when our Lord takes his church away from this earth. This earth is going to be refurbished in God's time. Let's go to and talk about Peter for a minute. Matthew 16:18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Was Jesus talking about building his church on Peter? No, he was not. He was talking about building the church on himself. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the cornerstone. Jesus is our Savior, period. God loved us that much. The church in everything that I have been taught since I got saved in 1997 at the ripe old age of 47 years old. After 6 bypasses, y'all, Lord had been working on me, and he gave me a lot of chances. And a good wife. Hallelujah. And after that third heart attack, Jesus, I believe, spoke to me and said, this is your last time. You will either listen to me, or the next time, you're going out. 1997 until 2012 is how many years? How many years did Hezekiah get? He got an extra 15 years. So far, I'm not rushing him, okay? But so far, I've got 15 extra years. Yes, I did have some problems. Who brought me through it? God brought me through it. That's who brought me through it. Them doctors might think that they did, but they didn't. God brought me through it, and he used their hands to do it. And I'm glad he did. Some of y'all might not think so, but you know. Yes, y'all were, and I sure appreciate it too. In no matter how much we pray, no matter how much we preach, no matter how much we teach, it all comes down to the fact that Jesus, did you hear me? I said, Jesus is the only answer. Nobody else but Jesus. 1 Timothy 6, 14 through 16. That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his time he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the answer, folks. The only answer. Who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man, that includes you ladies too, no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Jesus Christ is our answer. The songs we sang this morning were songs that I asked Katrina to sing because of the message that the Lord had given me. And I thought Brother Larry over there was going to preach my sermon before I ever even got up here. But you know what? You know what? That's only confirmation. Because we're all on the same page, right? That's right. Let's go to Revelations 1, 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the king of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary for your sins and your sins and your sins and your sins and my sins, Anthony's sin, for all of our sins. The sins of the world he shed his blood for. And all he asks is that you believe in him. Accept him as your Lord. Have you accepted him as your Lord? Have you really accepted him as your Lord? Only God knows our hearts. But I don't think there's a heart in this building that is not right now in the presence of Jesus Christ our Lord. Because he's here. He is here, folks. and had made and hath made us kings and priests unto God. Kings and priests. We are kings and priests in the eyes of Jesus Christ. And he has taken his bride and going to present us before the Father. Are you ready? I am ready, folks. This world does not have anything in it that I'm going to miss. Except my wife. And his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. God is eternal. God is taking care of his people. It doesn't matter if you're not rich. It doesn't matter if you're poor. It doesn't matter if you have a brand new Cadillac sitting in the front yard or a old Chevrolet pickup truck sitting under the carport. It doesn't matter. Whatever, ever we need, God will supply. If it's in his will. That's where we get into trouble. We have to know God's will for our lives. Revelations 17, 13 and 14. These only have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Who is that? That's the people of the world that do not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. We are chosen by God, by Jesus Christ our Lord. We are to serve him. Revelations 19, 16, 17. And he hath only vesture, and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls of that fly in the heaven, in the midst of the heavens, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. It's getting close, people. The time is drawing near that we go meet our bridegroom and sit down at his table. Are you ready? Hallelujah, I believe we're all ready. Psalm 72 and 11. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. All nations shall serve him. Even the United States, who think they're above all this, they're trying to take God out of everything. They will bow before our Lord. I look forward to the day that I can bow down before my Lord. It's been a long time coming. Yes, I was 47 before I ever got saved, because I was one of those people that said, I don't have to go to church to believe in God. No, you don't. You could be out on the lake. You could be anywhere and worship God. But 95% of the time, you won't. Because you're too busy with the worldly things. I know. Been there. Done that. Didn't buy the t-shirt. Couldn't afford it. I am, however, glad that the Lord gave me 3 chances. Not just one. He gave me 3 chances. And I want to thank him for it. Psalms 103, 19 through 21. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. That's what we're here, people. To spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not here to play church. We're here to be the church. We are here to worship the Lord our God, Jesus Christ. We are here to magnify him, praise him, exalt him, magnify him, and honor him. Because only he, did you hear me? I said only he is worthy. Today is Veterans Day, and I talked to my middle daughter earlier, and I told her I was speaking this morning. She said, well, that was a great honor. I said, well, most of the men in our church and one woman are veterans. So, you know, I am proud to have served in the military. I'm even more proud that God got me through it, because I was bad. Ain't no amens back there, one. But God did. He took care of me, even when I didn't have sense enough to take care of myself. And God has done this for each and every one of us. He's taken care of Pastor here recently. He took care of Pastor when he was in the Army. He took care of Larry and Terry when they were over in Desert Storm and Iraq and all them real nice places where they really don't want us anyway. But God is good, people. God is good. Like I said, I'm proud to have served in the military. But, you know, I don't want no honor. Just tell me, thank you for your patriotism, and give all the rest of the honor to God. Because he's the only one that deserves it. I don't. That's right. We're all in God's army now. Hallelujah. We're in the best army now, right? I said earlier that God has chosen this body of believers for a mighty work. And I believe, I honestly believe that this little church is reaching out to hundreds of thousands of people. And you know what? We're a part of it. We are a part of it. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Woo! Hallelujah! Are you committed to the Lord? Are you committed to all the things that God wants us to do? Are we doing the things that God said would please Him, or Jesus said would please Him? Are we visiting the sick? Are we visiting our prisoners? Are we helping the hungry? Are we clothing the naked? I believe we are. I honestly believe we are. In closing, I pray that the Lord will give peace to Jerusalem. And I pray that the Lord will use His servants at the Lord's House Fellowship in a way that is unknown to all men. I pray that the servants of this congregation and all who listen to this message by either the internet or by CD or by any other means, that it will have touched just one person. And I pray that that one person would be the last person to be saved before our Lord comes back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.